اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Ramadan Kareem, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really, really emphasized, and it's also very valuable, okay, to recite the Quran Kareem more than before in the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, we really welcome you all, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to our Quranic session. Inshallah, today in this session, we'll talk about Ayah 69, Surah Al-A'raf. On what page?
159.
Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, all together with Brother Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, we will listen to a recitation and then we'll come back and explain the tajweed rules and the tafsir points necessary ones. So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation now.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون.
That was a good recitation. Inshallah, I hope you've liked it. Was that good?
Yes.
So, let's practice how to recite this ayah beautifully. So, we should practice the
ayah.
Yeah, the tajweed rules.
Yes.
Necessary to learn in this ayah.
Yes.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِن بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So, guys, this ayah is a beautiful ayah, the same as previous ayah we had in on page 158, ayah 63. That was our Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, yeah?
Yes.
Related to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. This ayah is related to Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Allah says, do you consider it odd that there should come to you, if there come to you a reminder from your Lord through a man from among yourselves so that he may warn you? Would you consider that as odd thing? And would you kind of get surprised and question why somebody like us from among us would be appointed to lead us Alright, to be a prophet. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. Remember when he made, when Allah Almighty made you successors, leaders after the people of Nuh alayhi salam. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. And increased you vastly in creation. فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So remember Allah's bounties so that you may be prosperous or felicitous. So, guys, this is a long ayah, beautiful ayah. Prophets are chosen from among the people. Why? If you know. Why prophets are chosen from among the people? Like human beings. Why not angels? So Allah could send us angels so we could accept him better. If somebody from among us is chosen as prophet, maybe we'll question God. Why did you choose him as a prophet? Why you didn't choose me as a prophet? Allah could easily choose an angel. Why didn't he send us angels so that we didn't have this kind of...
So on that time, we will ask question like, why an angel?
MashaAllah. The same question will be asked. Why Allah sends us an angel? An angel doesn't know about human beings. He doesn't know how... An angel does not know how I feel, how I understand, what I need. He's an angel. He's not a human being.
Human being, yeah.
So he's not well aware of my situation. How can he guide me? All right? We could ask this question. So at any case, it's human being questioning a lot. Don't pay attention to that, okay? So look, Allah Almighty chooses prophets from among the people to show first and foremost, okay, that the guidance or perfection is possible. So prophets are perfect people.
Yes.
They are guided people. So guidance is possible. Look at them. They are human beings like you. And also prophets are chosen from among the people because they are well aware of the reality of the nature of the human being. Yes or no? They are human beings.
Yes.
Guys, refer to the Tafasir books. In the Tafasir books, you will find out a lot of beautiful points about this ayah. We consider this as enough. It's enough. So we'll move on to the Tajweed points.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ In the previous session as well, we said, how do you pronounce this word?
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ There is something عجيب in this. What is that عجيب thing?
قَلْقَلَة
قَلْقَلَة أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ عَجِبْتُمْ You echo the sound of the letter. But how many letters are there that you can echo the sound? You should echo the sound of them based on Tajweed rules in case they are sucking. Like five. The letter ba is sakin. Yeah, five letters. Could you name them, please?
Yes. Qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal.
Whenever they appear sakin, having a sukun sign, you should echo the sound, right?
Yes.
An-ja-akum. An-ja-akum. An.
Nun sakin.
Yeah. We mentioned some of these points in the previous sessions, so we no longer repeat them. جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم From this part, we will explain. واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء The mad is
واجب
من بعد قوم نوح من بعد Hussein Min ba'di. Is there any rule? Min ba'di.
Iqlab.
Ah, iqlab. Iqlab means?
Changing the sound of noon to a half meme.
All right, to a hidden meme or half meme sound. Min ba'di changes to mim ba'di. Now hide the sound of meme. Pronounce it hiddenly, like as if you don't pronounce it completely. Min ba'di. Qawmi nuhin wazadakum. Nuhin wazadakum. Fil khalqi basta. What is that scene doing on the top of Sa'd? Hassan, what does it say? What does that indicate? Seen on the top of Sa'd. How do you pronounce Sa'd? Basta, right?
Yes.
Listen, how do I read it? Basta.
Yes.
Pronounce it like a seen. So it says Sa'd is pronounced the same as seen here. Pronounce the sound of Sa'd like a seen. Basta. Simple. Smile sound. Smile. So, وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ آلَاءَ فَاذْكُرُوا. The mad is not wajib, it's jais, you know that?
Yes. Yep.
Why is that jais?
Because the alif mad and the hamza.
Alif mad, are you sure? Fadhkuru, we have alif mad?
Sorry.
The waw mad, you mean? The letter waw?
Hamza.
And the letter hamza, which is in the word ala.
They're in separate words.
In separate words, they are. So that's why the mad is jais. But in the word ala, ala is one word.
Yes.
So we have la, we have an alif mad. Ala ends with hamza. So they are in the same word. You got to stretch the sound. Exactly. So, that's it. Very simple tajweed rules, but important ones. Now, time to apply these rules in our recitation. Our recited ones, and that will be all from us for today. Make sure Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, and also all our dear listeners, repeat after me. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ.
وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً.
واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة.
فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون.
فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, thank you for being with us till the end of this session. That's all from us for today. Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you then in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن